Well, good morning all. Brenda will murder me for making this go like that. On Wednesday, a group of us went to a mini retreat given by Donna Worthington on contemplative Christianity. And it was based on the spirituality of the desert fathers and mothers in the early days of the church. And these were the people who, for the first three centuries, took refuge there from the Roman persecution because, of course, they were outlaws for the faith. But after the Emperor Constantine ended persecution and made Christianity the state religion, they, of course, were admitted back into the society. There was no more persecution and life was quite nice for them. Life became very easy and, for some, almost meaningless. They felt Christianity had somehow lost its cutting edge to the nominalists, who, of course, are believers in name only. And this led to a huge move back to the desert to rediscover what you might call the otherness of Christianity, which makes it so precious and worthwhile having. The retreat that Donna gave started with a drama set in a desert cave, performed by Donna herself, with very clever use of lighting to reflect the changing moods of the occupier as various crises and changes in her life came and went. From time to time, though, there'd always be this little hint of a mysterious man in rags in the background. Could he be the answer? Could he be the one to give her what she needed in order to return to face the world and deal with the ordinary events of life? Now, although the retreat was originally scheduled, meant to take place before COVID started, by a happy coincidence, I think, the timing was perfect for today's scriptures, which is all about joy. As I said at the beginning of Mass, Gaudete, or Rejoice Sunday, comes at a time when people all over the world are sending cards wishing each other a happy Christmas, a happy Christmas. And in the secular world, it's all part of, you know, the season to be jolly, which advertisers guarantee we will be if, of course, we shop with them. Never mind all the stressing over what presents to buy or queuing for hours at the checkout, explaining to little Johnny that if he doesn't stop whinging, Santa will definitely not be calling at number 47. And all the while, you know, listening to some lunatic singing, "I wish it could be Christmas every day." I always think it seems strange, you know, that we are encouraged to go full pelt, no expense spared, to be jolly for a particular season. What about the rest of the year? St. Paul says he wants us to be happy always. I repeat, he says, what I want is your happiness. But what kind of happiness? What does he actually mean by that? Well, back to the desert. Before starting his public life, John the Baptist has spent many years in the desert, living an ascetical life, hardly the best qualified person, you might think, to talk about joy. But for him, the desert was a period of purification. He experienced temptation, isolation, and loneliness, but he also experienced the joy of God's shadowy presence, always in the background, which enabled him to be ready, when the time came, to emerge from the desert, resolute and prepared for whatever lay ahead. So happiness for him was the peace of mind which enables you to deal with whatever life throws at you, that inner contentment of knowing that you're doing the right thing. So when the people ask him in their turn, what must we do? John's answer is not a quick fix or the promise of instant gratification that you see on a child's face when they open their Christmas presents. It's not about excitingly waiting for the Messiah to sort everything out when he comes, as though you are extracting yourself from reality, but actually how to prepare for his coming in the day-to-day conduct of their ordinary lives. They have to get stuck into the hurly-burly of normal life and experience, each according to their particular circumstances. So tax collectors, exact no more than your due. Soldiers, no intimidation. In a nutshell, preparing to welcome Christ is about the simple joy of loving people and being loved in return, not demanding more of others while giving less of ourselves. And this can be hard to do, though, if we're going through a bad patch, wondering where our life's going and how we will cope, which is, in a way, a sort of desert experience. But as we've seen from John and from the desert fathers and mothers, The desert is where God is often to be found. So even in our darkest times, the shadowy presence of the Holy Spirit is always there in the background to call on, as Jesus promised us he would be, to ease our troubled minds. And that, I think, is the kind of happiness and joy that Paul wants us to have. Inner peace, which is for all seasons, not just for special times of the year.